evening, Mr. President. You sure as hell pulled the rug out from under them tonight. That was just superb.
I think it may have had something good.
Oh, my God. I think it's a... Well, it's a blockbuster that's very hard to describe, because I don't think the full impact... I think the country's ecstatic and excited, but I think the full impact we haven't felt for a few days. I think it's just going to... What it's going to do is, as our friend Lou Harris said tonight, most perceptive comment of any I got, he said the biggest... Yes, sir. So the biggest gain is going to be in presidential credibility, he said. People are now going to believe the president, and they're going to trust him, and they're not going to question him, because...
They know he's tried.
They know he's really... Well, and he's done more than his critics were urging him to do, and he's... And he hasn't talked about it, and he just said it was a smash hit from the standpoint of not only the Vietnam issue, which is important, very important.
Credibility.
The credibility, yeah. He said it's credibility, because now, he just said people are going to be much more trustful. They're just going to, they're going to say, well, my God, all that, and there'll be a tremendous, he feels, a tremendous sympathy that people will say, my God, that man has just taken all of that heat, and he's been doing all these things and hasn't been talking about it. I think it's going to, I just think it's superb.
The other side will get at it. Why were we secret? Why didn't we say it before? What are we trying to do?
Well, I think we can knock them down, Mr. President. I tried to find them.
Get some people, good groups like the VFW and others, to develop them together.
We're getting to the POWYs. We've gotten to all the major groups, and they're all... Even the Hawks, who I expected to find a little, giving us a little trouble, are very strong. I mean, they're 1,000%. It was interesting. Ashbrook wasn't critical. He said, let's see, he commended you for refusing to bow to the pressures from the left and expressed concern for the POWs, but he didn't attack us as selling out, which I thought he might. Oh, of course not. I talked to Brad Morris, who's been liberal on the war issue, but a good man. He said, the one thing you've done, he said, and I'll quote him, he said, you got McCloskey by the balls. And he read me his statement, which was just fantastic. He said, as a longtime supporter of the Mansfield Amendment and its predecessors, he said, I want to say that the president has been right all the time, long-viewed leadership that goes beyond anyone's proposals, including McCloskey's. Quote some of McCloskey's from last year. Howard K. Smith asked me, I called Dr. Howard, and his commentary was superb. He said, he said, if you're talking to the president tonight, please give him my personal congratulations. He said, I just think he has answered every single criticism. He said, I sat down at night and tried to think of everything that people were criticizing the president for, and he said, he's answered every one of them. And he said, I just marvel at the man. He said, for what he's been doing and not letting on, he said, I just marvel at him. And he said, the Democrats have got no place to go on this issue. He said, he said, just superb. I congratulate you, and I'm proud of you. He really was very effusive.
We hope our leaders tomorrow are not negative.
Well, I was sitting with him in Clark McGregor's office, Scott Ford, Les Ahrens, Bob Dole, and they just broke into applause. Just were gasping, I think. Yes, sir, they were really up. Bob, especially Bill, and they all phoned the wires, and it's all running over it tonight. It's been no negative. Fulbright has been out.
Sure.
Yeah, of course. He just sputtered. In fact, he missed the whole point of the thing, really. And he's running for cover. I wonder if we'll hear from the Kennedys and the Muskies. They're going to be doing some thinking. Young Doug Hallett got so excited, Mr. President.
What do you think? He's a pretty bright boy.
Oh, he just, he thinks you're
number two bright. Very bright. Pretty bright. He's very bright.
He thinks you've just scored tremendously. He called Kingman Brewster at Yale, and he really put it to him. He said, now, goddammit, you've been wrong all this time. You go to admit it. Brewster said, well, I'll tell you. He said, if I understand the president correctly, he said, I want to read the full text. But if I understand it correctly, I have been wrong, and I'll admit it. And I'll support him. And Doug walks into the lion's den. He does.
Good thing.
Well, I think we're going to find some of that. I really think we may find some people there.
Okay, bud.
Okay.
One thing this did, of course, the budget would be the big issue for the rest of the week.
Oh, that's gone.
Killed that.
Oh, gee. Yeah, well, I think you killed that for the rest of the week. I don't think people are going to be thinking much about the budget. I think you knocked that one right off the... put that back with the corset head.
I hope so.
Well, it was a
okay.
Great, Mr. President.
Fine. Goodbye.
Thank you, sir.